everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And I would like to thank Don Newsom over at BBS Radio for giving us this awesome platform of Spiritual Hollywood, which is to raise consciousness through media. I'm Kate Romero, your host for this evening and every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And tonight's guest, we have Kate Mucci. I believe that's how you pronounce your last name. And this is going to be one heck of a treat. You're just going to love this show. This is, Kate is a producer of Out There TV, and it's definitely not your evening news. Out There TV news and interviews, independent of the global, let me take that again, take two. It is Spiritual Hollywood after all. Out There TV is news and interviews independent of the global corporate media. Kate and Richard, Richard is Kate's husband, and they work together. How lucky are they? Invite guests to share their research regarding earth changes, UFO cover-ups, strange diseases, the tainted food supply, and government malfeasance, all uncensored and not controlled by purse strings of agribusiness, big pharma, or military-industrial complex. On the air, conscientiously, since August 2001, Out There TV now boasts more than 265 episodes and is currently broadcast in 38 states plus D.C. and the Virgin Islands. As of May 2006, Out There joined America One Television, bringing the show into 15 million additional homes on this national network. Out There is also available on the Sky Digital Television Network in the U.K., Europe and North Africa, and worldwide on the web. It's a one-hour show and 15 minutes of hard-hitting news followed by an in-depth guest interview. Kate and Richard Mucci have been exploring the world of paranormal, UFOs, abductions, government conspiracies, and other related matters for more than 20 years. They are also published authors, composers, and recording artists. Their book, The Healing Sound of Music by Feinhorn Press, is available worldwide in English, German, Spanish, Indonesian, Russian, and Italian. And I have a copy, and it's wonderful. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Kate. So good to be here with you. I feel like you're a sister. We've spoken so many times on the Internet.
I know. I feel the same way. I'm very, very excited about our subject matter for this evening and what it is that you're up to out there and Out There TV. There's a phenomena going around, which is a movie called Zeitgeist, the Zeitgeist film, and I believe that would make a really good subject matter for this evening, and I'm just going to give your website to everybody to pull up your website while they're listening, and that is www.outtheretv, that's outtheretv.com, and the Zeitgeist film is just a huge conspiracy. It's an expose.
It is.
Of many, many, many different things. So many things that for even if you've seen the film, to try to tell somebody what you just saw is not easy.
You know, Kate, the contents of that film, which means in literal translation, I happen to speak German, it means basically the spirit of the age.
Mm.
What it's doing is what we've been talking about for 6 years on the air. It is a compilation of the subjects, including the hold that religion, education, big business, all of that has on us, including the banking system, the Federal Reserve, the IRS.
Yeah.
All of those things, just like we know from Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism, we have dealt with all these topics over 7 years, and in 2 hours, that movie is such an amazing introduction. If anybody wants to really learn and begin to understand what's going on the planet, and more importantly, how we can fix it, then that is the movie to start with.
Yes, and I'll just give everybody that website so they can look at the film later. So please grab your pen and paper and write this down. It's www.zeitgeist, ZEITGEIST.com. That's www.zeitgeistmovie.com. Just don't have anything to do for 2 hours when you start watching this, because you will not want to move.
That's right.
And you will need someone to help you pull your jaw up off the floor like I did. That was just the most amazing thing. I was stunned after I finished watching that film. And also I'll just share with our listeners, Kate, You came to me, gosh, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago, with an approach to look at your website and what it is that you and Richard are up to, and I found that very intriguing, all of it. And I happened to click on one person's interview. It was about mind control.
Mm-hmm.
And what was her name?
Kathy O'Brien.
Yeah, and she has a book, and she was talking about all these things that are going on in government and how, you know, she had been molested by some pretty incredible people in the White House, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I was just blown away. I was like, out there, TV is right, and this is definitely not your evening news. Oh, my gosh.
That poor woman, you know, from the time she was an infant, she was molested and abused, by, firstly by her father and then by some very high-level political people, one of whom sits in the West Wing as we speak.
Right.
And she has gone through all of that, but Kate, she has overcome it. She has survived. She has grown, and she has gone on to tell her tale and help other people, and that's what this whole thing is about.
Right, right. And in her interview, I was further astounded to get my first ever inkling of what the Zeitgeist movie is filled with, and that is the conspiracy theory of 911 and of the IRS and the Federal Reserve Bank, all these things. And I was just stunned to know that there are people in the world who would be so power hungry that they would do so many inhumane things
to that little girl as she grew up. She and I are within like weeks of being the same age, and we grew up just literally about 100 miles from each other.
Mm.
Her life couldn't be more different than mine, but she is such a determined person, and now her daughter, who was also subjected to that same kind of abuse, is out there. She's doing okay. She still has a few problems, but she has a husband, a daughter, and she's just doing the very best she can. What an amazing spirit, both of them.
Absolutely. So what's going on in her life now? How is her book selling? Is it doing okay?
Well, Transformation has been out, oh gosh, probably about 12 years. It's been out quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no, people always say, oh, it makes me a little bit crazy, I'm afraid, that, you know, people just write these books like on UFOs, on ghosts, because they're going to get rich and famous. Well, it's not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You write these books to share your experience and try to make a difference. And that's what Kathy's done with this. She does a lot of speaking in this country, but especially in Europe. And people in Europe tend to be a little more open to this. They can see, of course, they have the benefit of hundreds, thousands of years of history, and they can see it a little better, the manipulation of the planet. They can see it a little better. But she teaches through that, and she sells her book. Access Denied is the second book, and she certainly goes further into how they were denied access to all of the information to get her daughter help, because that was the reason they tried to get into the government papers, documents, because they needed to get her daughter help, because it was using technology-based mind control rather than trauma-based mind control. And to counteract the technology, they needed to know what had been used. And all along, they were refused. Access was denied for reasons of national security. That's what they kept telling them, and that's why they keep covering it up.
Wow. Can you imagine what would happen when the whole country becomes conscious, when the whole world becomes conscious? Then nobody can, you know, the puppet strings will be cut.
That's right.
And
that's what you're doing. That's what we're doing. We all have to do that together. Are you familiar with Greg Braden's work?
Sounds familiar.
The Divine Matrix and the Isaiah Effect. Anyway, I've just been listening to a seminar he did in Santa Fe last December, and they're talking about quantum entanglement, which sounds very scientific and scary, but basically all it means is that we are all from the same source. When the universe, before the Big Bang,
mm-hmm.
the theory is that the universe is the size of a green pea. That's all. Everything, all matter, fit into a space that we would see as a green pea.
Mm-hmm.
When the Big Bang happened, it all exploded. But what that means is that all matter is connected because it was all together in that one place.
Yes.
So all of us, all matter is connected. And once connected, even though it may be hundreds or millions or trillions of miles apart, what you do in one section, in one place, will definitely have an impact elsewhere, everywhere.
Yes.
So by building consciousness, by building awareness one small bit at a time, it is going to have ramifications throughout the universe, and that's the whole point of this.
Oh, yes. Collective consciousness is absolutely as real as gravity, and what science is now starting to admit to is if bacteria has collective consciousness, mm-hmm. then maybe humans do too.
That's right.
Wow, what a big revelation. But, you know, it's just interesting, though, that science is even putting a toe in the water with this kind of thing because, you know, last week I was in San Francisco and I had dinner with somebody who, unless there's been a scientific study on it and he's read a paper on that subject, he won't believe it.
Yeah.
And I was teasing him. He was playing baseball, and he said that he stole a base, and I said, well, I'm not going to believe that unless I see a scientific study on it, because I wasn't there. But, you know, and it's just so funny that there are still so many people who let science tell them what they believe.
Oh.
And that scares me. It makes my heart beat fast, because,
yeah.
you know, we have our intuition, we have our instincts, but they keep being turned off by this infotainment stuff that goes on that government wants us to hear and to spread this drama stuff by using the media, by telling us what's not working in the world to keep us traumatized so we can be easily led and become sheeple instead of people.
Right.
And just constantly keeping us off balance, whereas I believe if we put a peace room in the White House and just had that peace room focus on keeping the media constantly talking about what's working in the world, at least have some kind of balance,
yeah.
then we would start the collective consciousness of what's working in the world and focus on that, and of course that would then expand with the law of attraction.
I know that you are a big proponent of The Secret, as am I.
Yes.
And when I first became aware of it, I said to some friends, could you imagine if all of us used this every day,
mm-hmm.
and expressed our gratitude and lack of fear all the time.
Yes.
What a change it would make. And even if it was only 20% of us, because we know that everybody doesn't have to get involved.
Absolutely.
Even if only 20% of the planet, 20% of this country, 20% of Los Angeles did that, it would make a huge difference. But the problem is, this science thing, people get in the way of that. Because science doesn't want to admit that you can change things with your thoughts.
Yes, because they would lose control.
Absolutely, and the same with the religious institutions. And I don't have, you know, people say, oh, you don't believe in God. That's not true.
Not true.
Religion is a very separate thing, and when we're talking control, we're talking through the religious institutions, and Zeitgeist says that very well,
yes.
but also through the education system. We had a guest on several years ago who wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Charlotte Iserbeet is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And she put it in such concise terms. She was actually in the Reagan White House working on education. And she said that the whole purpose, and they made it very clear that their goal in their department, at the federal level of education, was not to educate, but to indoctrinate.
Ooh.
It's so clear. It's in the policy. And I mean, that's a Hegelian concept anyway, but there we sit. We know what the problem is, and that's what Out There tries to do. We try to point people, you know, if you know what the problem is, then you can fix it.
Yes, yes. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the pollution.
Boy, is that where, yeah, that's very well put.
You can't just sit there. And I also know that, you know, you mentioned The Secret. What I believe for myself personally in my utilizing that information, I mean, I was born knowing all of that stuff. And for some reason, I was using it when I was born. It's, you know, and a lot of people, it's in all of our DNA, but it doesn't get ignited until something comes along and inspires us, like the movie The Secret, which is pretty much watching The Secret or reading The Secret or hearing the audiobook The Secret was like taking a vitamin that caused the DNA to open up and allow all that information that we were born knowing to get into our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it did for me. And one of the things that I see as a key to helping The Secret work is the process of letting go.
Yeah.
And until we let go of old concepts, we can't let new ones in.
Yeah, and I think that's where the fear factor comes in with people who are indoctrinated into a religious system or an educational system or a political system, they cannot let go of the old systems because they don't know what will take their place. They feel that someone else has to give them answers.
Exactly. And if you embrace uncertainty, you will be amazed at the wonderful things that will come.
Yeah, let go and let God. Somebody said that to me many years ago when I was going through a rough time, and I said, I can't do that. I have to be in control.
You know, so
well, boy, did I learn in a hurry that I had no control, and then it was fine. When
well,
I learned that that was the fact, then
yes.
I was fine.
Yes, as soon as we admit that we don't know anything and we can't control anything, then we have arrived at enlightenment.
That's right, and then you realize that you have control of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just by letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful process. But the Zeitgeist movie, oh, my gosh, it was... I had to send it to every person we were saying before the show. I had to, or I would have just burst. I just was amazed at what I saw there. And being that you've been doing research on all of this for about 7 years, how did that impact you when you saw that movie?
It was such a confirmation for my husband and I because we've been... I'll give you a little example. Yesterday, I got a phone call from a viewer in St. Louis, I think he was, and he said, oh, my God, Kate, I'm watching CNN right now, and they're talking about the North American Treaty, because right now, as we do this interview, George Bush, the president of Mexico, I forget the new guy's name, and the fellow from Canada, they are in Quebec doing a meeting on what they're calling the Security and Prosperity Plan or program. What we call it is the North American Union, and basically it's taking away the sovereignty of the three nations and making it a North American Union, just like there's the European Union. And we were talking about this, gosh, 3 years ago, and just now the major networks are starting to pick up on it, and probably this time only because of this meeting, this Peace and Prosperity meeting that's going on today and yesterday. But this viewer was so thrilled because he's been watching us a long time. He said, you were right, you were right. Everybody, I was telling people, and they told me I was crazy, but you were right. And it's true. Things like that happen all the time. They will get confirmation like 3 years later from a major media source what
yep.
out there was saying. But that's what this movie did for me. It's like we've known this. We've done the research on 9/11. We've done the research on the Federal Reserve and the income tax situation. We've done all that for years. Zeitgeist just put it all together in a package so that you could say to someone who's never looked into this before, here, watch this movie, and then you can go and watch out there every week, and you'll get the updates.
Yeah.
Because that's what will happen. You'll just see, oh, this is where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. Now we can fix it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what I'd like to see, Kate, is a sequel to Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
I would like to see a sequel that talks about all the things we can do. The things we can do to make it all resolved.
There's a project for us. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's get it done. I mean, that's what I would like to see. Okay, the Zeitgeist movie woke us up, big bonk on the head. Boy, was it ever. And now do a sequel where it gives us, you know, hard facts on what it is we are able to do here and now, resources to go to, people to write to, groups to put together, communities to establish, to make the change and make the shift in a timely manner, you know, before we self-destruct.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I am a firm believer of is, which might sound like I'm talking out both sides of my mouth, and after I say it, I'll figure out if I have or not, is that I believe that every single thing as it is and as it is not, is perfect right here and right now. And all of this controversy and what we're speaking about right now is all part of that grand perfection. And what we do with what's happening is really what matters.
Yeah, it's just like there's really no good or bad.
Right.
It's how you perceive it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what? One of the things I try to do at the end of every interview, I ask my guests, or Richard and I ask our guests, what can we do to fix this?
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of our guests always has answers.
Mm-hmm.
We have the fellow, like we've got big earth changes going on now, Kate. It's really serious. We've got floods, earthquakes, all of this is happening, and it may be that we are going to have a very big shift in the physical planet.
Yeah.
And there are ways, though, to be prepared. And And we have a guest coming on next week who will be giving suggestions on that.
Okay, everybody. It's www.outtheretv.com. Mark your calendars.
Yes.
I want to see that show.
Yeah, Matt Stein. It'll be episode number 271. And we're going to be spending the first, 20 minutes of the interview talking about what we expect to happen. But the last half hour then will be, okay, now we know what's going to happen. Let's get ready. And don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Just be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that all the time. One of our guests, I don't know if you're familiar with him, Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Yes.
He talks about vaccinations and the real dangers of allowing your children to be vaccinated.
Oh, yes.
And we had a show on that. And then at the end, what do? We give solutions. So all of these people who offer this information also have solutions. Otherwise, they wouldn't bother.
Right.
What's the point if you can't help somebody fix it or at least make yourself prepared? And that's what we really try to do every week, because if you can't give somebody some hope at the end of the day, then what are you doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. I'm writing a book right now, and it's very, very potent material. And it's a peek definitely behind a forbidden door that I was never to talk about, but I'm definitely giving a peek behind that door in this writing. And with my wonderful writing coach, I've learned what the word didactic means in a big way, because I'm finding it's very difficult for me to write these stories with all of the drama and trauma and damage that these events could cause without leaving the reader with some kind of resolution, with some kind of way to prevail over this kind of life situation for themselves. And my writing coach keeps saying, you have to stop doing that. You have to just, you're breaking the spell. You need to let the reader read the impact of the drama. Let the drama do the telling.
Yeah.
Let the drama speak for itself. And I'm still finding it so difficult to leave my readers with just that heaviness, that heavy heart, that, oh my God, I can't believe that happened to somebody, without closing it with, but here's what you can do with it. You can make lemonade out of anything. And you can. But I don't know. I would love to get feedback from anybody who's willing to talk to me about it. What do you do with that? Because it is so ingrained in me to help people feel better about what's going on and to find the higher good in it, rather than just leave them with something, just bang them on the head and walk away.
Yeah, but you know what? Part of the process of learning, of giving, of teaching, is that you have to let people learn themselves. I happen to also teach harp, that I play the harp.
Yes, yes.
And I have a few adult students who are learning the harp for their own self, for their own spiritual growth. And one of the things that I've learned in such a, it seems very simple and not related, but it is, you have to give them whatever it is they need, and they have to work it out. They have to figure out how to use their fingers. And
mm-hmm.
just like you're going to give people information that might really hurt,
yes.
and it might disrupt their matrix, their idea mm-hmm. of what the matrix is, you still got to give it to them, and they will work it out. That's the best way to let anybody learn anything. You offer it to them, let them digest it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for them to hurt for a while, just like you and I had a little discussion earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through that sometimes.
Yes.
And then when you come out the other side, if you've learned it yourself, if you've come to a traversed that circle on your own, it will be much more valuable. So it's okay to leave people feeling bad, because then they will figure out, if they want to, they will figure out how to make lemonade.
Yes. Okay. Well,
don't worry about it.
Makes sense.
Don't worry about it. I mean, we get that. Sometimes when we talk to guests, like with the financial crisis that seems to be looming with the mortgage problems, we interviewed Eric Cederstrom a few weeks ago, and he said, you know what, people? I can't fix this for you. You can't fix this, because it has been manipulated for several years now, and we're not going to be able to avert it. You just have to be ready for it. And so the information you're giving people is just like what Eric did.
Yes, that's what I got when I heard you say you leave your viewers with, okay, how can we fix this?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and how to fix it is just to be a more conscious world.
Yes, yes. Now, and everything will flow from that, because, like you said before, we have the power to do that.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm really glad I brought that up, because whenever I do an interview with the person that I'm doing the interview, our spirits connect with one another before we ever do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get on the air, whatever comes out is what the audience is wanting and what the audience is needing, because if we step out of the way, then spirit just comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And to talk about the Zeitgeist movie, which I hope everybody will watch, and you'll come away with whatever it is it leaves you with. If it's disturbing, well it is. It's just going to, I'm just going to tell you, it is disturbing, but it's so consciousness provoking and gives you such awareness in an area that you never thought of before, that your consciousness is expanded and it will never shrink back down again.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean that you have to believe the things that you see, but what it does is help you to think in a grander scale, to get you thinking on a more global level, to help you start realizing R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-S-I-N-G, that we are all connected and that what affects you also affects me and what affects me also affects you. And we are a big family. You know, we don't have to visit one another or anything, but to love one another from a distance is absolutely, I think, what we're here for. And until we learn to do that, we're going to keep making messes.
Yes. And somebody said to me, I prefer to keep my head buried in the sand. And I said, well, that's fine, except for that means your backside's sticking up for someone to pick.
That's true.
So, like the Zeitgeist, your head is no longer going to be in the sand, so nobody can come up behind you then.
Yeah, you cannot unring that bell. Once you see it, you can't unring that bell, period.
Right.
And it's amazing. And then I received another film. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's the one that is done by the architects of the Twin Towers.
The 911 Mysteries?
Yes.
Yes, I have that one as well.
And
we've talked about that stuff. We've had Stephen Jones on the show. We've had David Ray Griffin on the show. When you talk to all these people, you realize that this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact, because when you put this information together, your friend who's so into scientific reports,
yes,
if he read the scientific analysis of Stephen Jones, he would see that, listen, there's no way this could work the way we've been told it worked. Those steel columns could not have melted. That plane couldn't have fit into that teeny hole in the Pentagon either. But all of those things, the scientific realities, are shown in 911 Mysteries. But we've talked about this now since we went on the air in August of 2001. This happened September 11, 2001. Sometimes I wonder if that's not why we were put there.
Yeah. Well, your email came in right after I saw the movie. It's synchronicity is divinity showing off in my...
I like that. But isn't it amazing that 911 Mysteries, but you could show that to someone who has been firmly brainwashed,
mm-hmm.
and even with all of those facts, you might not get through to them. And that's okay, Kate, because they're not ready.
Yes.
When they're ready, it will come to them in a flash. They will hear something, they will see something, and that's, we had a guest on the show many years ago, and I said to him, because I was getting kind of discouraged, we weren't getting where we wanted to go, we weren't getting the distribution, we weren't getting advertisers, and I was like, oh, why am I even bothering with this? And then somebody sent me a really bad email calling us some kind of leftist communist pinkos or something, and I was so distraught, and I said to this guest, what are we going to do? He said, don't worry about it. What you do is you give people this information, and they will either discard it, keep a little piece, or relish it. But someday down the road, something will come to them, and they will say, oh, I heard that before. They were right.
Yes.
And it's okay. Then you've done all you had to do. You put it out there and go.
Out there. OutThereTV.com.
Yep.
Write it down, everybody. OutThereTV.com. You've got to go to this website. And there's you have your recent episodes. Actually, they can watch it just by going to your website and clicking the Watch Now icon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just find out what's going on. They can also add their email address to get emails from you to let them know what's coming next, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about this Gold is Soaring, and are you taking advantage of this rare opportunity? What's that all about?
Well, one of our sponsors, actually our major sponsor, is a Gold fellow, and I was turned on to him by a viewer who said, Kate, you got to talk to this guy. He really knows what's going on. So I invited Eric on the show almost 3 years ago, and at the time gold was at something like 320 or 350 an ounce, and at the time he said, now would be a good time to invest because you know, it's the dollar is going to sink, and real estate, you know, there's a bubble that's building, and it will pop, and gold will be a way to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, has he proven right. It's almost $700 an ounce right now.
Wow.
And boy, am I glad I bought it when it was at $300.
Now, when you buy it, what is it? Just a document that you have?
No. Never buy just pieces of paper, because they're only as good as the paper they're written on.
So how does this work, Kate? Tell our listeners what they can do.
You call our sponsor or any gold dealer, but I like Eric because the thing about gold, as long as it's American minted, like the gold eagles,
uh-huh.
as long as they're minted in the U.S., they're considered American currency, and you can buy as much as you want without having to report that to any government agency.
Hmm.
So that's not great. Only is it then protecting you against inflation, because the way Eric puts it, he says, an ounce of gold will buy you a calf on the hoof, or a cow on the hoof, whether it's at $20 or at $700, because that's how much a cow is worth, and that's how much an ounce of gold will always be worth. I used to say it buys a good man's suit, but that's what an ounce of gold will always, you could always say trade it for that.
You can count on it.
Right, you can count on it. Because
yeah.
our dollar isn't backed by anything. You got that from Zeitgeist.
I wanted to take my money out of the bank and put it under my bed. But
cash is no good. Remember, because when they devalued the dollar, I don't know if you have any family, or I'm sure you've heard of at the end of the Second World War, before the Second World War, actually, the dollar, the Deutschmark,
mm-hmm.
just plummeted. And they would take wheelbarrows full of Deutschmarks to buy a loaf of bread.
Wow.
Well, that's what could happen here, and most likely will, because we know that China owns us, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we had another guest, Lindsay Williams. I'll send you a copy of that DVD, too, but the show is up on the Internet still. Lindsay Williams talks about how our debt has been purchased by the oil-producing nations. So anyway, the bottom line is our dollar is in big trouble.
Well, I'm going to give the website for the gold people here for you.
Pardon?
I'm going to give the website so people can check out this the gold issue. It's allamericangold.com.
Yeah.
allamericangold.com. So just go peruse that a bit and get yourself educated.
Yes, do that. And Eric's interview is still up on our website as well on the free listing right now. He was on, I think, 2 weeks ago. We talked about impeachment, and
yes.
we talked about the effects that that would have on the economy. So it's a really good interview with Peter Sautum, who's the director of the Los Angeles National Impeachment Center, and then we put Eric on to talk about how that affects what impeachment would do to our economy, to the confidence of the American dollar around the world. Well, there's no confidence in the American dollar anywhere at this point. So the best protection, if you can do it, is to purchase precious metals. But also, and Eric will tell you this, the fellow from All American Gold, he will tell you, don't just buy that. You need to have goods that you can use to survive and goods that you can use to barter. Now, like in the good old days, cigarettes, coffee, sugar, beans, rice, flour. It sounds, arcane, but it's a fact. You're living in Los Angeles. What would happen if the dollar went to nowhere and there was no food on the shelves?
You would need to be able to make something.
Exactly.
You would need to have your staples.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's another thing. Eric says, if you've got, whatever amount you have that you can afford to invest in things, no more than 30% in precious metals, and then another 30% in goods that will help you survive and goods that you can use as barter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask him what the other 30% was, but anyway.
Probably just
call him and ask him.
Yes, and Burning Man, you're familiar with Burning Man,
yeah.
aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. They have the barter system there.
Yep.
Your money's no good there. You have to be able to trade things that help someone else in order to get what you need.
Well, that's what we should all be doing.
It's a good lesson.
It's a very good lesson.
Yeah,
we have to be prepared, because there will come a time when China doesn't prop up the dollar anymore. Think of where a lot of the produce, a lot of the goods that you buy every day, where they come from. They come from China. They
mm-hmm.
come from Argentina. Grapes come from Chile. I mean, all of these things, if you go even to the supermarket, it's scary how many things are imported.
Mm-hmm.
So you better have stuff and a lot of us are in apartments or small dwellings, but there is still a way to do it. And Eric says that we've been preaching this now for years. Just to be ready. Don't be caught unaware. Just like if an earthquake happens, you got to, like, even the IFEMA says have at least 3 days. Try more like 3 months.
Yes. Of water supply and and staple and hygienic things that you need.
Right.
To keep yourself well.
Right.
You know, it's a very good thing that we're talking about this because, and another thing too, Kate, that I found very intriguing about Zeitgeist is the fact that, I don't even know if I should bring this up, but I'm going to because it's in my mind, the IRS. What's this thing about you don't have to pay taxes?
There is no law that says you can't, well, it's actually against the Constitution. There is no law that says you have to pay a tax on your income. There were a couple of IRS agents that were interviewed on Zeitgeist.
Yes.
And you may have heard of Irwin Schiff. He's out here in Las Vegas. He was a tax truth person, and he was teaching people for years and years that you don't have to pay income tax, and he was showing people how not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, you know, according to the Constitution, according to the IRS code. But unfortunately, the IRS took exception to it, and they didn't put him away because he didn't pay taxes. They put him away because he was teaching people.
Right. Right. It's like a conspiracy or... So I guess there was a law against that.
Well, there's a law against him teaching it.
Yeah.
But nobody has been able to show, and there are rewards. I think there's like a $100,000 reward for anyone who can show the law that says you have to pay tax, and nobody has claimed it. You would think somebody in the IRS would have come forward and claimed
it. Yeah.
But it's not there. They are basically extorting money from the American people.
That leaves me nauseous, you know? It just leaves me nauseous.
And what are they doing with that money, Kate? They're killing people in
yes.
other lands.
Yes.
That's what they're doing with our money. They're not fixing our bridges. They're not
giving
health care.
Tell me about it. One in Minnesota is proof.
Yes. They're not making sure children have health care. They're not educating properly. They are killing people. And that's all they're doing with our hard and tax dollars. And there are many people who are protesters who will pay as long as none of their money goes to war.
Huh. Now, how do they guarantee that?
Well, apparently there's some way to do that. I don't know how it is, but I think the only guarantee is just not to do it. But, you know, you go at a big risk then.
Yes.
You know, you have to know. You have to really understand what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And it's a big, you know, it's a big if, but there are many people who are involved. And,
well,
and
there's a big frenzy that goes on April 15th every single year, lines around the corner for the post office to get that in there. And when I saw the Zeitgeist film, and I remember all that and what a panic it is, and if you bottled all the stress that everybody's going through about their taxes every year,
mm-hmm.
oh, my gosh, it could fuel God knows what.
Have you heard of Ed and Elaine Brown? There are a couple in New Hampshire. I'll send you a link to what's happening with them. They are a couple. She is a dentist. He's a professional of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 or 10 years ago, they learned about this IRS thing,
mm-hmm.
about the tax situation, and they said, you know what, we're not going to pay taxes anymore, because you, and they told the IRS, this is why, unless you can show us the law. Well, of course, nobody's ever shown them the law. So they have said, no, we're not paying. Well, now there are black helicopters, military people in flak jackets, IRS agents with guns, and the local sheriffs around their home in New Hampshire. They have been barricaded inside their home for a couple months now.
Wow.
Because the IRS is saying, we're going to take you away, and they're saying, no, you're not.
Wow.
So it what many people fear is that will be another Waco-type incident, you know, where they'll go
exactly,
with guns
yeah.
blazing.
That's exactly what went through my mind. And that's going on now?
That's going on now. And I'll send you a link to that. And anybody who's going to our website in the breaking news page,
uh-huh.
they'd have to scroll down because there's a lot of news, but they will see stories about that. Or they can Google it, Ed and Elaine Brown. It'll come up all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. That is just incredible. And why aren't we hearing about that in the nightly news?
Well, because, you see, if they were to say that these people were not given the law that says they have to pay income tax and that's why they're doing this, then they'd have some big splaining to do.
Yeah.
You know, why is it that there's no law? And so they won't even touch it, because then they'd have to open that whole can of worms. And the major media is really just, you know, a corporate shill for the executive branch and the Congress, and vice versa. It all works together.
Right.
So they're not going to say that, because they can't, you know, they can't risk opening that can.
Right. And what do you think would happen, Kate, if President Bush was impeached?
Well,
what effect do you think that would have on our economy?
It would not be good for the economy, but you know what? Politically, it would make no difference, because you've seen Zeitgeist. You know that those guys in the White House really aren't the people pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter, because they're all financed by the same people.
So it's like they're actors playing in a show.
Exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And boy, have they put on a show for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guest that we've interviewed a couple times. He's a publisher, and his name is George Green. And back in the early 70s, he was very much involved with big banks, big banking. He had control over lots of money. And he was at a meeting somewhere, and he was asked if he would like to be the campaign finance manager for the next president of the United States. And he kind of laughed, and he said, "Oh, yeah, who's that?" And they said, "Jimmy Carter." And George said, "Who?" And these people said, "Jimmy Carter, we've decided he's going to be the next president, and we'd like you to be his finance campaign manager." And George said, "How can you know that?" And so his whole world got rocked. He's saying, "Oh my gosh, they knew." And then when Jimmy was elected, everybody's, you know, "Oh, it's so wonderful. Really, anybody can be president. You know, he's a peanut farmer from Georgia. That means anybody really can be president."
Mm-hmm.
But they already had that planned.
Wow.
They already had that planned, Kate. Is that scary or what? And we know that they've got the next one planned, if there is another one.
Who do you think it'll be?
My guess would be Hillary, their choices.
What about Obama?
I don't think so. I think that there's a dynasty that has been planned, but I don't know. I many people that we interview for out there have questioned whether there will in fact be another election, that this all might just be smoke and mirrors, because with a potential for another false flag event being manipulated, because people are waking up.
Yes.
They may be pulling another false flag operation, and that would mean martial law, and that would mean that the president, who's already signed papers saying that he will stay and he will do whatever the heck he wants if he declares martial law, and the state's governors will have no say in it. He's already done that in executive orders. If you look up executive orders, you will just about faint to see what this guy has signed without any congressional oversight.
Wow.
So the last one was so bad, he would not even let congressional leaders read it. We don't even know what's in it.
Oh, my God.
It is so secret. So that's the big question, if there will, in fact, be an election.
Hmm.
Who knows? But I think they've certainly figured out who it's going to be. They know who it is. Have you heard of Ron Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ron Paul?
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that might be an answer, but they will never let it happen. They won't even talk. The major media has ignored him completely, even though on their own polls, he won the first three debates in their own viewer polls.
Hmm.
But they won't even say anything about him. Why? Because he was the only one who voted against the Patriot Act. He's consistently voted against funding this war. He's consistently voted to, and he's also mentioned he would eliminate the IRS. They can't let him in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's intriguing.
Yeah. Go to Ron Paul. I mean, you can do some searching on him. I don't think we have a link, but it's ronpaul2008.com.
R-O-N-P-A-U-L 2008.com.
Yeah.
I shall research that. Thank you. So do you think, Kate, that now we all know that a more conscious world is less easily manipulated, mm-hmm. that it's much more difficult to manipulate and control conscious people.
Right.
Do you think that things like The Secret have just with the enticement being to get rich? Okay.
You know what? There's been a lot of where people say, "Oh, that's all they're after is making people rich."
But it's
and
not.
It's a quick. Yeah, I know.
But it's not.
But that's when you see it analyzed in some streams, they say, oh, it's not fair, and people are really picking on Rhonda because she, you know, she just put all this information. Well, there's nothing original in what she's done. No, she's not saying that it's an original from her.
She admits it every moment.
Every moment.
Yeah.
But that's just, that's the typical way, the disinformation that gets put out there with everything. But yes, I believe that The Secret and Esther and Jerry Hicks' works, The Law of Attraction.
Yes.
There's another one, Position to Receive. It's a great book. There are so many things like that that, yes, if we are more conscious and if we recognize the power, I've said this so many times, if we would just get together thinking, praying, believing that it's fair, equitable, safe, and peaceful, we could make it that way.
Totally. Totally. Do you know that James Redfield at this very moment is holding a global prayer?
Is he really?
For that purpose. He does it every Tuesday, and it just happens to be during my show.
Oh.
But, you know, there was a couple of times where I played archives just so I could participate, and I'll tell you, Kate, the phone got so hot from the energy that I had to put it down.
Wow.
Just from the energy.
See, we know that.
It's making a difference. I'll send you James' link. I'm looking right at it. But they're having their global prayer right now. And to be on that call and to hear absolutely thousands and thousands and thousands of people say hello all at the same time from every corner of the globe is mind-altering.
I'm sure.
And he does this every Tuesday with his wife.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's Celestine Prophecy. And when I finished reading that book, I stood up and declared, this needs to be a movie. And I went to the premiere and told James that right to his face. I have pictures on my website with him. Same thing happened with Neil Donald Walsh for Conversations with God.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with Peaceful Warrior. I went to every premiere and told each author of those books that that's what I declared, and I was right at the premiere with them, celebrating right along with. And, you know, who says that one person standing up and making a declaration can't be a part of having it come forth?
But that's just the point. It can. That's exactly the point.
I believe it. I know there's magic everywhere. Absolutely. Magic is natural. It's not unusual.
Yes.
And when people celebrate, and I teach my clients, I'm a talent manager, as you know, and what I teach my clients is, when they book something, not to celebrate on the level that it's unusual that you book something. Celebrate that it's so normal.
Oh, yeah.
That you book something. Celebrate how natural it is.
Yeah.
Don't celebrate that, oh, my gosh, this wonderful thing happened. How weird is that? No, you celebrate that it's natural that you have good fortune in your life, that you have health and wealth and happiness and joy and all of those things that are your birthright.
Exactly.
Been programmed out of us to believe that it's not, so that we'll feel like we have to go to other people and other things to get our power.
Yeah.
When we don't, we're walking electricity here. You know, you could turn it on anytime you want to, and whether you use it or not, it's still always there.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's a beautiful thing. And I want to ask you, I'm getting an inkling to ask you, what is the burning desire in your heart right now? If you could communicate anything to our listeners right now, and you knew that the right people were listening to have it come forth, what would that be?
So that everybody in the world could watch our show, and not so much because of us, because I'm not into this for ego at all. The information is so important because I truly believe that knowledge is power. And as long as you know the truth, and the truth is out there, with a capital O-T or not, the truth is out there, and if everybody had access to it in a comfortable way, because one thing, I'm sure you've watched some of the episodes, Richard and I go to great lengths to make people feel like they're with us, that we're invited into their living rooms, and we want them to feel what we're feeling and to have fun with us and to understand that this knowledge is very important, but what's even more important is that you can use that knowledge for your own benefit, for the benefit of mankind. That's what I would like. I would love to see it. You know, you just said don't think it's a different thing to be successful. The dream is to be on a network where everybody can see it. You know, where everybody knows that they have access to it, and they can choose to watch it. They can choose to know this information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cool thing. You always have that choice, and for them to understand that choice is a big part of it. Choose to take the information that you are given and make something really positive out of it.
Yes, yes. I'm aspiring to bring forth a network called Authentic TV, All Good News All the Time.
Ah.
And, you know, the fact that you're bringing on guests on your show that tell us things that the government doesn't want us to know, that doesn't mean that it's not good news that we know it.
Oh, no, it's important.
Enlightening. It is consciousness raising.
Exactly, because as long as there are secrets, they can do things that are not good for everyone. There's a remote viewer that we're going to interview in a couple weeks again. His name is Major Ed Dames. And Ed once said to us, you don't have to agree. You don't have to trust everything we say, but know this, that if there are no secrets, nothing bad can come of it. Because then, like, it's like if you could read everybody's mind, they mm-hmm. couldn't be doing bad stuff. They couldn't be messing with you because you'd know. They couldn't
right.
get away with it. We talked about, you know, how would you like to live? How would you like people to treat you? I've always lived by the tenet that, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, if everybody knew the truth, they would have to treat each other how they would want to be treated.
They would do the namaste every time because your spirit would recognize theirs and theirs would recognize yours.
Exactly.
Because that's who we are. That's what we are. That's why we're having difficulties with some of the celebrities in Hollywood who are just going astray and making a mess out of their life. And even Mel Gibson did some pretty hokey things. It's because they don't have a solid sense of self. If they did know who they really, really are and stop believing in their own celebrity, then they would definitely be the role model that we need and crave right now.
Yeah.
And they could turn it around and take a YOU turn and take this DUIs that they're having and the addiction problems and all of this and do something wonderful with their life in front of us.
Yeah.
So we would emulate that. I mean, we all have control and power to do that. It's just we've been lied to and we start buying into the lie.
Oh, and you know the other thing is the commercialism. You know, I mean, I'm pretty rapidly approaching middle age, so I've seen a little bit of stuff with, you know, how commercialism has changed. And it's amazing how product names and how all of that controls people's lives, even very young. So when you get to that celebrity, this ego thing comes in. And that to me is one of the things that I would love to see. I would really love to see that go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and just start promoting humanity more.
Yes, I don't care what label is on your purse. Honestly, I don't. And then you know what? When you get to the other side, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We're only renting this stuff.
That's right.
You know, it's not ours. So I wanted to speak to you. You mentioned something about approaching middle age. I turned 51 in April, and I just want to share with you that I didn't go through menopause. I'm going through regenopause, where I've stopped producing the egg. I've become the egg.
I love that.
Yes. And
I love that.
And I am absolutely having the most wonderful childhood that I could ever hope for as a person in my 50s. And I am just shocked and amazed every single day of how blessed I am and having gone through so very, very much in my life, which I chose before I was born. And I'm honoring my spiritual contract because I'm turning it into something. I'm making lemonade out of it.
Yep.
Finding a way to raise consciousness and help other people who are suffering to raise their consciousness so that they know that they have power in their life. They can step into the driver's seat into their life and they don't have to be controlled and manipulated. And Out There TV is really doing a wonderful job with helping people do that as well. And I just want to thank you so very much, Kate and Richard, your wonderful husband, that you get the pleasure of working with all the time. I think that's the match made in heaven.
It is. And, you know, we've worked together practically since the very minute we met. We started off, our first project together was a book on nutritional supplements, Vitamin Power, it was called.
Uh-huh.
And we've worked together ever since. We've produced instructional videos because I'm a musician and so is Richard. So we did one for the Casio Keyboard Company. We've done
Great.
The show. We've done our book. We performed musically together. So ever since, 23 years we've been married. All this time we've been
wow.
working together.
That's awesome. What a wonderful inspiration. And your new show together at OutThereTV.com, everybody take a look at that. You'll be very, very impressed that the Internet is providing such quality viewing. And we're coming up on the end of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour. So I want to give you the website again. It's www.outtheretv.com. Please check it out. And I want to thank you, Kate, for being my wonderful guest this evening. It's been absolutely a lively conversation, and it went by way too fast.
It sure did, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, I had a very good time with you. Thank you. And I just want to offer everybody, if you're willing to, go and check it out. HuckleberryMemoirs.com is the book I'm writing, and I have a website for it. And I invite you to go visit and give me any feedback that you would care to about that, and also to just invite you to check out QuantumHypnotherapy2.com. That's the number 2, QuantumHypnotherapy2.com, and see what you think of all that, because there are a lot of things available to you that you can start reshaping your life and redefining yourself in a heartbeat. You don't have to wait for anybody to give you permission. You have permission. And I just want to say, take a deep breath, stand up straight, and love yourself, and remember to seize your someday right now. Thanks again, Kate. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you next week. And thank you, Don Newsom at VBS Radio. Good night.
Good night.